How do you want to go?
Who's gonna start? I don't know.
That's the intro tune.
Wow, that was a terrible impression of your own intro.
I haven't heard it enough, to be honest. If somebody did play it out in public, I would not recognize it. But give me
you're terrible. I think the max number of clicks that have come. It's because of me. I just like randomly kept clicking on Spotify. What?
Can you do that?
Yeah, of course you can do that. What do you mean? This is Vandana and Shashank, and welcome to the first episode of Obviously Not.
And on this episode, we're going to talk about something we're kind of excited to talk about. It's not a very exciting feeling, but it's something that both of us go through on a daily basis. It's something we both definitely wanted to talk about because there's so much, I don't know, I can't call it social stigma, but there's so much importance around it that I feel like it was a great topic for our first episode. So just like we've called the first episode Midlife Crisis, we want to talk about that.
And why is it a midlife crisis again?
It's now technically a midlife crisis. We're both 25, bro. I feel like we're really far away from being anywhere close to our midlife, even though we have terrible lifestyles and we'll die by the time we're 50. But yeah. So I don't know anyone who's actually gone through a midlife crisis. I've just seen it in the movies. Looks pretty cool. You're just like a different person.
Yeah, but I think we're all going through this particular thing, whatever we like to call it. Let's not give it labels. But unfortunately or fortunately, it somehow feels like a crisis, and I feel like we need to talk about it.
Yeah, it's more definitely a crisis because... It feels like one, okay? And we called it midlife crisis. It's because we're at that point where most of us have finished our education. We should have a solid plan in mind, and most of us have none of it. So that's why we're calling it a midlife crisis.
And even though you can plan and plan, ultimately you're just wandering about aimless in your room right now in quarantine, not doing anything useful in life. And constantly seeing Instagram posts and like secretly crying that, how is my life like this?
Yeah, that's very true, no?
Yeah.
which is sad. Okay.
Which is very sad, yes.
So rather than like just doing midlife crisis, let's break it down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's more like an adulting problem. And one thing that, even when we started writing this, there was one thing I really... question myself about is what adulting is to me and how I define it. So, okay, what is adulting to you, bro?
For me, when I thought about it, it was just if you think of somebody as an adult or when you're experiencing it, I think it's basically trying to take care of yourself, at the same time take care of your surrounding, and at the same time you have nobody to hold responsible for your mistakes but yourself. And also I think it's a lot of trying to impress others to get things happen. You know, when you're a kid and you don't have to try, things would just get done for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Best, bro. Like, if you were to do anything, you could be like, you
know, yeah, it's like a free pass.
For the first time, everyone's like, oh my God.
Hey, yeah.
I've been doing it for 25 years. That's the appreciation, you know?
Exactly. So I think being an adult is like figuring out that everybody can do the same thing, and what are you in this?
Yeah, maybe better.
Set of masks. Like,
if it helps your confidence, not much better. Right?
Actually, yeah. There's no real way of explaining what adulting is. It's just, let's say that once while walking down the aisle of the
life, wow, it's getting deep. No. Okay. Yeah, you said us walking on the aisle of life.
No, I was going to say walking on the aisle of some grocery shop. You're like, okay, fine, I need to buy this. Do I have money to buy this? And what will I do with this particular item? And basically, yeah, I think my whole adulting thing was when I lived alone and I had to experience everything from paying rent and paying electricity bills. I can't believe I paid electricity bills. I couldn't imagine that I paid electricity bills.
That's how you stay late. Wordplay. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, anyway, constantly thinking about how to feed myself. It was just 1 hour gap. You don't realize this when you're at home because your mom constantly feeds you. Somebody constantly feeds you from time to time. But when you're living alone, you're just like, okay, I have dinner. I have breakfast. I sit down for something. And then 1 hour later, I'm like, shit, I have to make lunch in like 30 minutes. So I'm like, shit, what do I have?
Oh, damn. That's actually true. If you have breakfast by 9... If you're an hour, it's 10:30, and if you don't start prepping for lunch, you are going to starve by the time you're 2.
Dude, you don't realize this when you're at home, okay?
That's
your
mom's very true. That's it.
For me, I'm just like, okay, fine. What do I do for lunch? Okay, done with lunch. Oh, God. It was like a big thing. Like, you're constantly thinking about food, and I think that's what basically my adulting was. Like, my whole experience living alone and adulting, I think, is like constantly thinking about, yes, I have to eat this for survival.
And with what you're saying, it's just like a version of adulting. Even for people who stay at home, I know they're doing their own version, okay? But then what I've realized is once, you know, with social media and with all of these channels of information we have around us now, adulting has to be accepted in multiple ways, which is not very easy to do on a personal level. Like, you see somebody on Instagram who's like 24 and has this whole mansion and like 6 supercars, and you're like, son, the only supercars I have are Hot Wheels. For me, what adulting would be, I actually put a lot of thought into this. Initially, before, if you just asked me on the go, I'd have been like, bro, if I can wake up on time and do the work I have to do and go back to bed on time, that would be adulting. But right now, I think adulting is just knowing what needs to be done at a certain time and doing it. That's all. Like, even with yours, like, I feel like my definition might work for yours also. Mm-hmm. It should be like, you wake up, you know at this time you have to do breakfast or you're screwed. There's no other option. And just, but also you have to like have enough like vision to be like, bro, I have to also think about lunch in your case. For me, it's just like, you need to be okay with being responsible for a few things. And yeah, you can't like put all this pressure on yourself to be like, hey, I need a mansion in like 2 years. I need to build a supercar. I need not build.
Sorry. Yeah, I think that's the thing because our whole idea is that adulting is equal to like financial success or something like that, which is not true. Adulting is very basic. It's basically you realizing yourself of what you need to do to survive.
Yeah.
It can be as simple as getting up at this time or doing something that makes you happy or which you didn't know that you had to do like when you were younger because things would get done for you very easily because somebody is always constantly at your beck and call. But right now, you're the only person responsible for yourself. So I think that as simple as that is adulting. You don't have to like attach a financial tag or something to what adulting is.
Yeah, so, but it's not easy. You know, that's how people on the outside are going to measure you. They'll be like, oh, do you have a successful job? Or do you have like multiple sources of income?
I think that is like a separate thing of like a professional adulting and versus adulting kind of a thing.
Yeah, so it's very, like, I feel like we don't acknowledge ourselves enough with the adulting we do. And it could be, like you said, very super, super simple or basic things. Just look out for yourself. Like, make sure you wake up on time. Make sure you sleep on time. Get in a little bit of exercise, which even though I'm saying super hypocritical, I don't do any of these things. And at some point, I've just given myself a pass, especially being in this lockdown and this whole COVID situation, I'm like, bro, but you do the other things. You can pass on this. And I feel like initially I struggled. I was just like, no, this can't be the kind of adult I want to be, or this can't be the kind of person I want to be. And it takes a certain amount of discipline, but also takes a certain amount of like being okay with yourself to say, fine, you can afford to take this break, but as long as you know, you have to go back to routine once it starts. And for me, that is adulting.
Yeah, correct. That's definitely adulting. Like, to know when you need breaks, to know like what you need to get figured out. I think that itself is such a huge step to realize something that, realize that you're wrong, realize something you're doing is right, is definitely what, as basic as you can explain what adulting is. Because nobody's going to tell you, like, this is right, this is wrong anymore, right? And yeah. True. And career-wise also, it is definitely a turning point because there are a lot of major decisions that you need to take. Yeah, it's definitely scary, but that's what adulting is.
Also, also, we need to acknowledge people, okay? Just people around us, for the little things they do, there's such a big hype about how we'll celebrate the big things. Bro, no, bro. We'll celebrate the little things. You got up at 6 to go for a run or eat breakfast or eat healthy. You know, good job. Like, that shit, bro. That's important. Otherwise, we'll just keep doing this stuff and we'll just, everything will just seem inadequate. You're like, huh, this is not good enough. How do I get better? It is good enough, but you can be better is what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
So, what I was thinking of is, you know how you said, like, living alone and was just like a whole experience of adulting in itself, even though it was like a small sphere of it. When else did you actually feel like a real adult? Like personally or professionally?
Yeah, I think, as I said before, I feel like those two are very different, at the same time interconnected. Because professionally, even though personally you don't feel like you're doing all this and you're still at home and all that, professionally, you do develop certain skills, like interpersonal skills, everything, which are part of adulting as a process. Because without your job is like very important. At school, at college, you can do whatever you want and you're not directly responsible for that particular, you know, thing. But at work, you have to give your 100% and that's how you grow, right? You do make mistakes. With each mistake, you have to learn. And with that, it's like a personal progress kind of a thing. And you learn that particular discipline, that what you need for your livelihood to work. And why I think that is different is because you can be an entirely different person at work, because that is what you have to be to achieve some particular goal, career-wise and your professional life-wise. But you can be an entirely different person in your personal life. You can be much like more fun and you know, just open up. And I think that work-life balance is like an important thing. What you need, again, we'll learn as you grow up and as part of adulting. And also why I say that it's interconnected, because the discipline you learn while working, talking to people and all your subordinates and your colleagues and your seniors is something like you do pick up, and I think involuntarily, subconsciously use it in your personal life as well. So,
yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. So I think that's, even though they're so different and even though like evolution in your professional life might be much quicker than in your personal life, you'll eventually end up, I feel, in like a middle ground where you use skills from both. So I think that you were telling me about that interview too, right? Like how you realized.
I remember. There was this thing, it was for some technical consultancy, some company. You know, through college, you just have to sit through interviews because otherwise, oh my God, what is the point of going to college?
Yeah.
So I sat for this interview and this guy was like, hey, come up and say something, okay? And all these people came up and they were like talking about, they're basically introducing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, bro, what is this? Firstly, I had no interest, okay, in the job. But then I had to sit there because I had the marks and I was like, what if I eventually like this? Or I was doing very classic Indian shit where I was like, no, backup, bro. This is for backup.
Plan B, in case this doesn't work out. Yeah.
Yeah, and I realized that was the first time in my life I realized what, like, when I felt like I was a real adult, is because I was thinking of stuff to say, and I realized, and at that time I was interning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And interning meant doing work without having people on your back. And that was the first time I felt like an adult. Like, with college work, it's always like, bro, if I don't submit it this week, I can submit it next week. Yeah, I'll get yelled at, but I know they'll take it. But with work, no, you have that sense of responsibility, because firstly, you are representing yourself. I know you're doing that in college also, but it comes with that sense of leniency. You know, you're like, ah, it's fine, they'll take it. But with work, no, for me, it was never like that. I was like, if you give me this work today, I'll do it today. And that is honestly the only feeling of being an adult I carry, is if, like, you have a responsibility, you do it. I don't think, other than that, I carry much sense of being responsible, because I have zero sense of being responsible for anything or about anything. Initially, when I used to do it, I was like, oh, at work, I need to be responsible. But then that slowly kind of transcended into the other things. And I feel like that was the biggest, like, factor. I was like, oh, shit, I've made it. And that really changed my outlook on how I do most things. It was always like, if you can do it today, you do it today. And, like, dealing with things also. Yeah, maybe sometimes you can take that second off or that break and be like, hey, I don't want to do this right now. But it's always in the back of your mind. So eventually you deal with it. For the longest time, I was like, oh, I won't deal with it today. And I just completely avoid the issue. Now it's, okay, maybe I can't deal with this right now, but I will deal with it as soon as possible. So yeah, that was very big for me, because it really helped in just the way I look at things and the way I deal with things.
Yeah, no, I think in that aspect, it's, I just wanted to say that it's so important about what job you're at and you like the job, because it reflects on how you are both at work as well as, you know, in your personal life, because you have to love that particular lifestyle to be in it. And I think that, again, can be developed. And even though you hate it in the starting, you can learn. And I think that's what, again, what adulting is, that you can adapt. Adaptability becomes much more well known to you as you go forward. And I think a work environment, how to adapt to new people, all that, it comes with the personal growth you have as you become an adult.
That's true. And yeah, so I feel like one big aspect of adulting, or at least how we see it, is just knowing things, right? Knowing what you'll do next. Just being in that presence of control. And we usually don't have that. So how do we deal with that? Like, how do you deal with this whole aspect of not knowing? And I feel like that's a big problem with most of us, because we don't know what's up next. We don't know how to deal with that, like, void of knowing what to do next. And that's something I struggle with personally a lot. Because I'm constantly like, okay, what do I do next? Where's the next challenge? Or what's next that I have to do to grow even more? Or am I thinking too much about it? It's just like this constant conundrum.
Yeah, it's definitely the worst thing. And also it's like anxiety once you start thinking about all that. And I think you become really anxious, and you're always like afraid, like, to make the wrong decisions and everything. So I think the way that's, I think, part of as you grow up, that's kind of true, because you have to make a lot of decisions. And I think each decision is like full, like, one whole vicious cycle of anxiety. But I think dealing with that, what I do is, I call you and cry, and
I'm just like, shut up.
And I'm like, oh my god, I can't figure this out. But I think when I'm alone and all other sources I've exhausted, by definitely talking definitely helps. But what I do for myself is I take out a page and I plan. I know I won't follow it, but it calms me down for the moment because I'll have some general structure in my head that this is what I'm going to do. And this is not like I'm planning for the future, like this is what I have to be, this, that. It's like very small, like what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'll just plan maybe for like 20 days or something, because that if there's like a deadline of 20 days, I start working only when there's 10 days left. And that's adding to my entire anxiety thing, because I don't work. I procrastinate a lot. And 9 out of 10 times, I don't do it. But at that moment, it calms me down and just gives me like a bit of confidence that I can go to the next day without, you know, being so anxious, because it can be done. It can be done in that much amount of time. Because that particular thing, when I plan, it's like a one step to believing in myself that I can do something. So yeah. I think in that whole thing that helps me. So what do you do?
Dude, I definitely work towards my goal.
How, I'm asking? I know everyone's going to work towards their goal. I'm just saying, what do you do?
I am going to be super frank and super honest.
Do it.
Sometimes if like I hit a dead end, I'm just like, today I can't deal with this, bro. And I'll stop. I will just stop. I have learned that I will have to at some point deal with it. No matter how big the conflict, I will at some point have to go after it. So I might as well do it when it's a little thing. And so that's been like one like kind of growth, like a step in the right direction, because I went from I will deal with this and I have to deal with this to okay, it's an issue, it's in the back of my mind and I will work on it.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. And yeah, dude, there's so many times where I'm like, oh my God, what next? It's so much.
I know.
Sam has houses. People are getting married.
Oh my God, yeah, that's so true.
I'm like, where's the burger I ordered? So, I think it's fully okay. It's taken a long time to be like, I will face this pressure. But the big issue for me, and this I don't know if a lot of people will relate to, is there are so many options out there. Like, am I picking the right option for myself? And how do I know if that is going to help? And that is like, I feel like that like completely destroys this whole like structure of adulting that I've set up, or like people have set up for us, is like, you should know what you're doing. Yeah, you could know like a million things, but are you going in the right direction? And that is my biggest problem. Like, but it's just for me.
Yeah, but that's like true in everything. You can't definitively know what's going to happen if you pick one thing. You have the like only way out is through. So
BoJack. Sorry.
I think what you're saying, I do understand, because all of us have like this set expectation, and this set expectation is not us. Okay, which is 100% true. It is not us. I'll tell you why. Because I agree. It's what society has said. Then this, if you reach this particular milestone, you become an adult. So I think that's crazy, because we all have this. We all have like these subconscious, really, 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 really old thoughts. And these thoughts are what are messing us up. And it's like tried and tested in our community, because this is all we see. It's all we see.
Sample size of people who haven't done this? No, because like with the sample size of people who haven't stuck and like follow this formula, it's not great, because you don't have that many examples. Or I know there are like a million incredible people who haven't tried this and it's worked brilliantly for them. But you know how it's like, I don't want to say scary, but it's very untested. And like the second you fail, everybody will be on your back. They're like, oh, this is why we tell you. My whole issue is you have to get over that conundrum. And how you do that is something I know I struggle with so much, because I'm like, I don't want to follow this mainstream path, but I also don't want to be stuck in one abyss of unknown. I don't mind, the challenges are fine. Everything will have challenges. But like this whole abyss of unknown where you don't know what's next and you don't have anyone who's like wrote like a map for you, which is the big problem. No, where is the balance? And this constant inner struggle of you will be unique, you will not be unique is the big battle.
That's true, yeah. No, the thing is, that's what you have a set idea for yourself. And the thing is that the problem is that you listen to a lot of people. And a few people, but again, whenever you're listening to so many people, you know, you can't differentiate between what is good for you and what is not. Because, again, it's a very individual thing that some technique might work for you, but it might not work for somebody else.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, definitely following one particular path, which is tried and tested, works for a lot of people. And you don't have to do something like crazily drastic, which is completely out of path. Like a little bit, you can make it your own, okay, in the same path. So I think that also has to come from within. And I think most of us, I think the problem with us, our generation at this particular time, is that we do listen, I think every generation, but our generation, because I've seen experienced, is that we do listen to everything people have to say. And I think that's the reason why everything is running. All the social media, everything runs because validation is what we're looking for. I think that's like the ultimate goal.
It's true. That's true. No, that's what you want in the end. You know, like as a kid, you wanted your parents to acknowledge you as you grew up.
Exactly. And I think this is that the thought which is at the back of your mind, which I said was set in stone, is validation. I think your entire journey is to deconstruct that particular thought of and make it self-validation. I think that is the personal growth that you will want to achieve. But I think we are, as part of, you know, being called adults, is going to be that whole conundrum of dealing with that. So ultimately it becomes, even though you're like, self-sufficient and everything, ultimately you reach a level because you're always following that particular path, is that you can't, at one point you're not able to self-validate whatever you do, so because your expectations are that high, so it's like a constant battle. So I think that's what being an adult is, that even though you're okay with everything that's happening around you and whatever people are saying, the shit that comes out of your mind is the problem.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like, yeah, that's what, because even something I've, just like I was telling you, how it's always like, is this the right path? Am I going down the right lane? I feel like the biggest thing is, and it's something very hard, and you'll only see it much, much later on, is like making that path your own. Because like I was telling you, the only way you will realize is like, if you look at a decision from like 5 years ago, and you're like, damn, why was I stressing so much on something that small?
Yeah.
And you're okay with that decision because, okay, at least I'm hoping you're okay. Yeah, you would have made some terrible decisions or some decisions you're not really 100% happy with. But it helped you get to where you are now.
Exactly.
And you just have to be okay with that. And like all of these things happen, you know, when you're like sitting at somebody's balcony and you're super fucked and you're like, damn, bro. I've learned so much, and that's why I'm here. And right now, it's hard to see that. In 5 years from now, I hope you get the time or the second to just like stop for a second and think about how this really incredibly fucked up decision helped you get here. But I know that takes a lot of effort. Firstly, you need a lot of people around you to support you and acknowledge the decisions you made. And you need, on a certain level, personally, you have to be okay with the fact that whatever decision is, good or bad, I'm taking it.
Yeah. So I think that's like the initially whatever question you asked me was the entire thing that you have to take it. Like you can't blame it on anybody. I think that is like the source of most of our anxieties and everything.
You have to constantly look at somebody to blame. No, if it like goes sideways, you're like, huh, you told me, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So and I think majority of our decisions, we can't blame anybody like from now. So
and I feel like that's the whole, like true like peak. That's when you'll hit your peak adulting. When you completely, and it'll take a while with most things. I mean, you hit a point where you're like, this is why I took this decision. This is all me. That's when you're like, damn, that's when you're like, welcome mid 40s, here I come. Dad bod.
Yeah, so I think that's again a big struggle that you need to go through. And I mean, it's everybody that has to go through this. Like, you can see on Instagram and you can be like, oh, should they have their life sorted? And 98%, I don't think so. I don't think so. Like, okay, fine. Just because this is a problem for you and you don't see the same problem as somebody else, that doesn't mean that they have their like entire life sorted. They might have some other issue that's troubling them. So I think if you see it that way, you can calm yourself down. But the thing is that we don't, like, obviously I can say all this right now. Yeah, but when it actually happens, I am definitely going to be like, shit, that person's got everything sorted. His entire life is sorted. He knows what he has to do. And it's always going to feel like that. It's always going to feel like somebody else is always better than you. But again, I think as you grow up, okay, from the way I was at 21 as compared to what I am at 24, I used to take it really hard. Like, when somebody has something figured out and I don't, like, I wouldn't even have started in that direction. But I think in the 3 years, I've learned to mellow down. I'm not saying I've completely mellowed down, but there is some amount of growth. And that is enough for me at this particular time, because you have to, it's all baby steps. It's not like, oh my God, I'm going to be completely woke by the end of my 20s. It's not going to happen, right?
Not a great goal. Also, you're way too, like, I don't want to say detail oriented, but I don't think you'll enjoy the process if all you think about is the end goal. At some points, I feel like you have to take a second and like take a step back and be like, woof. That's what. So, dude, when I was 16, I was like, 25 or set, sorted, you'll be everything you'll know in the world. The only things I know are the things I shouldn't be doing. If anything, I know less now than I knew when I was 16. School really helped. Okay, they taught me a ton of stuff. Now I'm just like, this is stuff you shouldn't be doing. That's all I know. I don't know what I should be doing still. And I don't think I ever will. And that, I feel like, is the whole point of all of this.
Yeah. And that is what adulting is. You'll end up knowing what you don't have to do. You still don't know what you want to do, what you have to do. But you know what you don't have to do and what you're not supposed to do. And yeah, that is what growth is. So I don't really like saying adulting, being an adult. I think it's just personal growth. It's just growth, both personal and professional, but it's definitely growth. It sometimes, I mean, it doesn't have to be always like checking all boxes and everything. Sometimes you do have like, you know, stuff that doesn't go right. But again, 5 years later, I look back and okay, I'm okay with it, because it might like gut you out when you make that terrible decision. But 5 years later, I promise you'll be laughing at it. It might have affected certain things, but you'll definitely move past. And I think that is important. That you realize that whatever is happening, it'll eventually become a story and you will definitely become better, even though you're in the worst position right now.
Yeah, dude, yeah. So like, that's what, like, it's like the whole concept is a paradox. You know what you're doing exactly when you don't know what you're doing. And you need to be okay with that. That's it. Like, you know, like, for example, you want to, I don't know, maybe get into design school or you want to do your master's. You know that's the end goal, okay? And like, slowly you forge one path to there. From day one, and like a lot of people I know, we're all struggling to like build that path because we're like, what is the next step? And rather than, we're always looking at the end goal, okay? Rather than like just making those little bridges that'll take us to the end goal. And like, you just have to understand those little things that will help you. And it's okay, bro. It's fine. You're going to like fuck up. Like, fuck up.
Yeah. And yeah, it's definitely fine. Everybody fucks up. We're all literally wired with the same thing.
Yeah.
It basically is It's like how good you are at fighting your internal battle to move on. That'll happen at different times for different people. And I think we need to just accept that. And you will fuck up a whole lot, but it will be okay, I guess, in the end.
It's all about that little internal battle, no? You're like, is this good enough?
And it's then, the worst thing in your life that you don't realize till you hit your 20s that you have an internal battle going on.
Yeah, because before that, it's just a dialogue, bro. It's just like a simple dialogue. Maybe. When you hit your 20s, especially like your mid-20s, like us now, you're like, damn, it's a real struggle.
It's a big struggle, yeah.
And you just have to figure out which of those internal battles you want to fight and which you're okay with not fighting.
Yeah, and you can take your time. There is like no hurry to get it done. So I guess what I want to ask you now after this discussion that we've had is that, I mean, this is a topic that you don't naturally think about and don't realize that it's happening to you. So after this entire discussion, do you think your the way you think about adulting has changed?
I don't think it's changed, okay? Firstly, adulting growth, you can call it whatever, okay? That's on you. It hasn't changed. But what has changed is like, I feel like this was one of those moments, you know, how we talked about where you sit down and slow down and see where you've been and what's happening. And this, just like talking about this or writing this episode helped me do that. One. Two, there are a few things I realized just like I've been doing right, but I've never acknowledged myself for it. And that is something that I'd like to change. And yeah, bro, I still have no clue what adulting is. I'm just, it's gone from being responsible to being okay to just, I don't know how to say this, but just living, I guess. And with like a wake structure. And for now it's worked. And I think I'm going to stick to that. Obviously as I get older, there'll be versions of that where I'll add a few things, maybe remove a few things. But essentially, I feel like I can't explain it. But it's just being responsible, being okay with who you are, and just... And both of those take a lot of work, obviously, and I'm nowhere close to getting better. And yeah, just living like one day at a time, that I think is the simplest version for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you?
Yeah, I think it's basically because, again, it's not like every day you have this conversation, every day you think about everything. But yeah, 100% agreed on all your points. I think we should daily remind ourselves that everybody is going through somewhat like a similar thing and, you know, calm yourself down that you're not alone in this entire struggle. And also, I think you can just positive affirmation and positive things that actually help you more. Like you, I mean, I think you need to deal this problem as you because not everything works for everyone.
That's true.
Yeah. So I think... Yeah, even though we've spoken so much about all the good things, definitely when you're in like a tough situation, none of this would come to your head. So definitely talking to people about what you're going through and at the same time when they are going through something, empathizing with them, I think is key to everything right now. Yeah. So even though you've not figured out anything, don't worry because none of us have.
Yeah,
you got this.
Yeah, just also like, just like this podcast, bro, we literally know nothing about what we're going to talk about. And we've done two versions of this now.
Yeah.
And we learned on the way. I feel like that's the simplest example we can give you. Just, you don't know. We definitely don't know.
And yeah, like as...
to learn something new and like one little bit will hit you and you'll be like, damn, that'll work. And just like carry that on to the next one. That's all.
Correct. And also, and whatever you think today, what your growth is, what adulting is to you, might not be the same thing what you think of it maybe tomorrow. Yeah. So, and you should be okay with that. I think, the whole process is that you're constantly learning who you are and what, you know, you want to do. And I think that's okay, because it's entirely, even though we think like our parents are adults and everything, they are also still figuring everything out.
The handbook. So
it's a never-ending thing. So you should be okay with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to end this, I'm saying we're definitely rooting for you. And if you think you have a better version of adulting, or if you could say it better, reach out to us. Tell us how what we could have said better, so we can tell more people what you think about.
Yeah. Or just to add on to anything we've said, because I don't think anybody, has something. I think everyone's going through the same thing, and there's nothing like very crazily different from what we're thinking.
Yeah.
I think so. I hope so.
Otherwise, please. That's okay.
just hit us up if you think what we've said actually makes sense. If one day if you're like,
because I feel like that's
that also. I mean, yeah, it's constantly, it's always different. It might be something for me, not for somebody else. So yeah, if you think you want to say something about this, if you think you've thought about the same things, if you want to just tell us like how you feel. Definitely just contact us and let us know on our Instagram or anywhere. If you find us, you can tell us.
Yeah, letters will do, because I would love to get a letter. All right. So I feel like that was the first episode of, obviously not, midlife crisis or not so midlife crisis. We had fun doing
either way crisis.
Yeah, either way crisis. We had fun doing this, and we hope you enjoyed listening to this. Thanks for staying with us. I was going to complete. Thanks for staying with us for this long. It was a good end.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. This was fun.
It was cool. That was pretty good.
Okay.
I know when I listen to it again, I'm just gonna like think of so many things that was wrong with it.
I know. That's the worst.